For my soul delighteth in the scriptures, and my heart pondereth them, and writeth them for the learning and the profit of my children. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15. Hey listeners, this is Nick from Book of Mormon Central, and today's podcast addresses the question, why should we read the Book of Mormon daily? Elder Robert D. Hales has taught, the greatest blessings of General Conference come to us after the conference is over. Remember the pattern recorded frequently in Scripture. We gather to hear the words of the Lord, and we return to our homes to live them. This counsel is especially important in regard to the teachings of the living prophet, who is the president of the church. In his Saturday morning address of the April 2017 session of General Conference, President Thomas S. Monson declared, "If you are not reading the Book of Mormon each day, please do so." Towards the end of his talk, he echoed this same plea, encouraging us not only to read, but also to prayerfully study and ponder the Book of Mormon each day. Praying, reading, studying, pondering, each one can be seen as an essential ingredient needed to truly feast upon the words of Christ. Praying. The prophet Nephi taught that ye must not perform anything unto the Lord, save in the first place ye shall pray unto the Father in the name of Christ, that he will consecrate thy performance unto thee. Just like wiping away a film of dust and grime from reading glasses, praying before reading the scriptures helps us to remove worldly concerns from our minds and to see spiritual truths more clearly. As we pray, we can tell the Lord what it is that we desire to learn or gain from the scriptures, as well as why we deserve it. For instance, in his vision of the Tree of Life, Nephi's angelic guide asked, "What desirest thou?" We can also explain to the Lord what we are willing to do to obtain our requested blessings. With righteous desires and a committed heart, we will be in a better position to understand and receive the word of the Lord. Reading. Anciently, few people had their own copies of sacred scriptural texts, and thus few had the privilege of reading them daily. For this reason, those who cherished the scriptures often took great effort to memorize the sacred words of the Lord. For them, the scriptures were written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. Today, many of us can easily fit the Book of Mormon and even the entire LDS scriptural canon on the electronic device in our pocket. Our scriptures are more often written in binary computer code than in ink. And instead of tables of stone, we have tablets with digital displays. Unfortunately, despite our nearly unlimited access to sacred texts, some of us still may not be regularly reading the Word of the Lord. As Alma counseled his son Helaman, "O my son, do not let us be slothful because of the easiness of the way, for so was it with our fathers. For so was it prepared for them, that if they would look, they might live, even so it is with us." The first step to gaining spiritual power from the Book of Mormon, a book which embodies the words of Christ and which was especially prepared for us, is to actually look at its words. Studying. While viewing sacred words can be a powerful experience, it can also be ineffective. How many of us have read sentences, paragraphs, or even entire chapters of scriptural text while on mental autopilot? When we finally come to ourselves, we realize that we may have unwittingly fulfilled one of Isaiah's prophecies. "It shall even be as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite." Even if we read the Book of Mormon daily, if we do so without seriously focusing on its content, we can quickly become spiritually malnourished. To combat such daydreamy reading habits, we can develop patterns of active reading, such as 1. Carefully searching for connections, patterns, and themes. 2. Placing ourselves in the situation of scriptural characters, or seeing how our own lives might be similar to theirs. 3. Memorizing key words or phrases. And 4. Asking questions, such as how, when, where, who, and especially why. Pondering. While studying the scriptures can be seen as a mental process of understanding their content, pondering involves the heart. The prophet Nephi declared, "For my soul delighteth in the scriptures, and my heart pondereth them." When pondering, we reverently and reflectively seek to spiritually discern the answers to our study questions, especially our why questions. This process helps us penetrate the surface layers of mere information and mine the depths of life's ultimate purpose and meaning, the why of it all. As Elder Joseph B. Worthland taught, we must ponder the scriptures and reach into the very essence of what we are and what we may become. Some may wonder why the prophet of the Lord has given us this counsel. What is it about the Book of Mormon that makes it such a daily priority? President Monson promised that by prayerfully reading, studying, and pondering daily, we will be in a position to hear the voice of the Spirit, to resist temptation, to overcome doubt and fear, and to receive heaven's help in our lives. He also affirmed that having a firm and sure testimony of the Book of Mormon cannot be overstated. This is because if it is true, then 1. Joseph Smith was a true prophet who saw God the Father and His Son. And 2. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the Lord's church upon the earth. And 3. The Holy Priesthood of God has been restored to the earth. These foundational truths are all directly supported by the Book of Mormon, the keystone of our religion. Obtaining spiritual nourishment on a daily basis is just as important for our spirits as getting enough food and water is for our physical bodies. And the Book of Mormon, a book that was carefully prepared by the Lord for our day, is uniquely able to provide the nourishment that is most vital to our spiritual survival. As we diligently give heed to the prophet's counsel, we will see his promised blessings unfold in our lives. Thank you for listening. To find out more, please visit bookofmormoncentral.org and then click on Know Why.